the big cities are done. They're falling apart, and they won't make it. And eventually, the federal government won't have control over the center of the country. Although it won't be a civil war, it's not going to be us against us as it was before. It's going to be us against them, and that's the big difference.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in once again. I've got a great guest for you, Major Jeffrey Prather. And if you think we don't have our hands full, guys, as literally the weaponized police are turned on peaceful protesters all over the nation, those standing up for Gazans who are being slaughtered, against the back of all of that, we have creepy pedo Joe wanting to declare a climate emergency so he has special powers. We have the ongoing global democide. And we have the prediction from Major Prather that a war is coming, and it won't be a civil war, it will be one about a revolution. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. We've told you the truth about the destruction and the demise of the US dollar and its purchasing power on this channel for more than a decade. So how do you feel about leaving your money in the bank? Not great, right? It's losing value every single day because it's being debased. So if it's stressing you out, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real, tangible wealth. And by the way, gold just broke a new all-time high in USD. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but guess what? Gold was. It's a reliable, dependable, and authentic way to protect your wealth. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They always have your back. Noble Gold Investments is the same. Their American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. Now, there's no guarantee of any kind with any investment, so do your own due diligence, but you'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you from Noble Gold. So no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I hope you're finding God's blessings today because man, I gotta tell you guys, we live in tumultuous times and I was just processing my mourning phase for our nation with Major Jeffrey Prather before I hit record and I was candid with him. I really am in the mourning phase, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Our nation is falling and it seems to get worse every single day. We're going to go through just some of the news today. And in fact, Major Prather told me something very interesting before I hit record. He said, history, human nature, and scripture. If we look at those three things, everything that's happening today makes a lot more sense. But man, is it frustrating to watch the fall of our republic. Major Jeffrey Prather, thank you for coming on back to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
Well, it's always a delight to have you. I really appreciate your intellect and your spirit, frankly. And guys, you can find the Prather Point at jeffreyprather.com. And also, if you live anywhere near Tulsa, Oklahoma, there's an event June 7th through the 9th called the Great American Meetup, which Jeffrey Prather will be at. Jeff, tell us more about that real quick.
Well, that's a gathering of patriots. It's basically Team America. And you can join Team America at jeffreyprather.com. And Team America is just Americans relying on God and each other, just like when we started, and not corrupt government in D.C., just like we stopped relying on corrupt government in Britain. And we're active in all 50 states. We don't have organized teams in all 50 states, but in a lot of states we do, and we've done a lot of good work. For example, Arizona election integrity, we were all over that. But we're very much behind the scenes. We're not militia. We are resistance. Legal, moral, ethical, and nonviolent resistance. And the other part that'll be there is my chaplaincy at christchaplaincy.com, which studies Christology, studies the Christ, not Christianity, which studies and focuses on religion, because you've got to have those two elements together to survive, to have the resiliency to survive what we are going through.
And what would you describe it is that we're going through? You know, I think it was a coup in 2020, and obviously there's consequences for any election, but major, significant, catastrophic consequences for a stolen election. And by the way, now we have the rhinos and the demon rats working together to continue this endless war in Ukraine. This is a video that will live in infamy. And in fact, Speaker of the House Johnson ordered this to be removed. And I think that's hilarious. I said, ordered? LOL. F you to all the authoritarian rhino and demon rat globalist bootlicking warmongering goons. We see you for who you are. Is this what you're talking about? What are we going through? This is hell on earth to me, Jeff.
Yeah, this is exactly what I'm talking about. And the sergeant of arms has ordered him to take that down because it shows how they've sold out. And I said this about Johnson from Louisiana, is that he is a Christian American Zionist, and therefore he's all in on the state of Israel. He's all in for Ukraine, which is often called the new Israel. And this is all part of what's going on. So, but if you break these down into human nature, if you look at human nature from a realistic and also Christian point of view, not a human secularist where we get better, but that we are of a fallen nature ever since we left the garden, that man has always sinned and will always sin, then you see, and that's exactly what happens, even in Star Trek, and I'm a Trekkie, you know, but supposedly Gene Roddenberry's philosophy was, hey, we've solved poverty because we mined the asteroid, so there's no poverty, so there's no racism. But of course, in every episode, you see problems because it's human nature. And to have an interesting episode, you've got to have human conflict. And of course, we do. So human nature hasn't changed since the garden, since the fall in the garden. Human nature is the same. So you can reliably see that. And history shows us very clearly that all empires last about 250 to 275 years. So if you look at Sir John Glubb's Fate of Empires, he just looked at, he was an Englishman who looked at the empires and said, wow, they all last about 250 to 275 years, and we are there. They go through the phase of self-sacrifice, of the struggle of building the new country or the new empire. Then they go through the phase of self-indulgence, and then they go through the phase of decline. And that's where we are. That's, you know, hard times make good men. Good men make hard times make hard men. Hard men make good times. Good times make soft men. Soft men makes hard times. And so that's exactly where we are at. But then if you take the third piece, which is scripture, in particular, if you take Revelation in conjunction with the prophecies in Daniel and Isaiah and Hosea in the Old Testament, you see with the creation of Israel as a state in a day at the end of World War II, along with the mark in the hand, along with by their pharmakia, by their sorceries, the great men of the world were fooled and deceived, and the modification of the DNA through the RNA in the bioweapons that are covered as vaccines. They're not, they're really bioweapons. Then all of that begins to fit exactly. And if you look at the fallen council that God talks about in the Old Testament, in the Torah, which is very relevant because we just finished Pesach, Passover, yesterday, where the angel of death originally passed over, the fallen council who left heaven along with Lucifer, along with the adversary, was Baal, the bull, the god of greed. You got the Wall Street bull. And then you've got Moloch, the god of child sacrifice, which is all of the unborn babies being killed. And then the latest one is Ishtar, the transgender fallen god. And so you see all those things consecutively happening along with evil men conspiring. You know, October 7th was planned, 9/11 was planned, all of this is planned. And that's why it is all fitting together very clearly. But despite all that, I am still hopeful, because I am faithful as well, because we will win in the end, but we've got to survive these very hard times coming. And the answer isn't with human secularism as man. The answer is with God.
The problem is the enemies of humanity, they don't pray to the same God we do, okay? They're demonic, and I'll show you an example of that in just one second. Two examples, in fact. But first, I wanted to ask you about what's happening with Trump. I'm sure you saw the fact that these demon creatures have introduced legislation that would prohibit anybody convicted of a felony from getting Secret Service protection. They're literally destroying us from within, and their lawfare will be the death of us, Jeff. These people are so sick that it defies my ability. Again, I'm in the mourning phase because we have traitors within. Can you think of anything more treacherous than that? Using lawfare to convict a man of a non-crime and then denying him Secret Service protection, just like Biden, the pedo-in-chief, has denied Secret Service protection to Robert Kennedy Jr.? I mean, what's it going to take for the American people to wake up, especially the demon rats, the people on the left, Jeff?
Well, it's going to take a lot more death and slavery and destruction. You know, in my opening, my traditional opening of my show is new mission, restore our fallen republic. I've been saying for 3 or 4 years now that the republic is fallen. And it's not going to be saved and restored in the same way it was. But, you know, this is what I went through 15 years ago when DEA and DOJ came after me. When I exposed the Sinaloa cartel deal with the DEA for running drugs north in exchange for the fast and furious guns going south. And Eric Holder and the DOJ and the DEA, they all came after me. They lied about me, but I was never charged. I was never convicted, never have been. And so I still predict that all that stuff, Trump will get out of that as I did, as General Flynn did, because they just can't simply corrupt the system enough yet to lie their way into convictions. Now, they've done that with the January 6th folks, but they did that by obstructing the cases to such an extreme. But I don't think they'll be able to do it in Trump's case. I think it's too there's too many holes. It's fallen apart. And eventually, I think the January 6th folks will be acquitted for the most part as well. They have a real problem with Trump and the January 6th folks. And I'm going to have Jeremy Brown on my show tomorrow, a fellow former Special Forces locked up. And he's the one who called out the FBI when they wanted him to lead a group on January 6th. But I think all that eventually will fall through. But the problem with Trump and the problem with the January 6th guys are is they are rallying points. They are making them martyrs. And the more attention they give to them, the stronger the resistance gets, which is exactly what unconventional warfare is about. The more repressive the tyranny becomes, and it's becoming pretty oppressive, the stronger the resistance builds. But because they don't study human nature and don't believe in studying human nature and history and scripture, they're fallen for that.
I think that's really excellent analysis. I mean, it's the tipping point is what you're describing. And I agree with you. Obviously, the Jan Sixers should all be acquitted because it was a non-crime to show up peacefully for a redress of grievances over what they believe to be a stolen election, which is now on the record. Look at Real Robert over on Twitter. Day after day after day, multiple times a day, just new evidence, new evidence, new evidence, new evidence coming out of stolen elections, especially in the swing states. But you know who should be indicted? The Jan 6 committee. These lying, wretched traitors who bore false witness against their neighbor and lied by omission, by the way. God forbid we let the American people see all of the video shot that day that would prove it was a peaceful, mostly peaceful, with the exception of the Fed infiltrators. It was a peaceful day of people who wanted a redress of grievances. And that night, there was supposed to be a real debate on the people's floor discussing what was widely believed even that day to be a stolen election. But go ahead and certify it. Graham said, Lindsey Graham, I've tried to be helpful, he said, as he threw our nation under the bus. By the way, don't let me forget, I want to talk to you about Pharmakia. I want to play a video here about the death and destruction brought to you by Pfizer. But let me just show you this. As I said, it just gets worse by the day. This man, Pedo Joe, is demonic. Every single thing he and his communist administration does is designed to demolish the United States of America. He wants to raise capital gains tax to 44.6%, Jeffrey. These people are literally hell-bent on destroying us from within in every conceivable way possible. Economic, spiritual, open borders, bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. It just never ends, Jeff.
Well, no, so that's the reason I'm doing the Great American Meetup, because by third quarter, by election time, I'm assessing a major crisis, a major false flag, or a series of cascading poly crises. And in fact, Airbnb came out and said, as of June 6th, if you're traveling, we can't guarantee your insurance anymore because the major insurance companies are not guaranteeing major insurance policies after June 6th. They said, if you're traveling, you can return. But if you are trying to travel after June 6th, you may not be able to do it. So, of course, the airplanes are falling out of the sky because of DEI as well. But that's why I'm holding that event at December 7th and 9th. So I'm saying people can get there, but they can't, and they can get back. But after that, it's going to be very difficult. And of course, June 6th is the anniversary of D-Day, which changed the world forever. So this is all by design. This is all very much manufactured, conspired. It's step by step. None of it is by accident. But the real problem for them is as they destroy the system so that they can then reset it to build back even more evil, they lose their authenticity and they lose their integrity, and therefore they lose participation, because ultimately people have to voluntarily participate in government. For example, you know, we all know now the FBI is lying and they're evil. And of course, 15 years ago, I was saying, hey, the DOJ and the DEA is lying about me. They've changed reports. And back then, everybody was like, well, what do you mean? But now, of course, it's everything I said has come true. And it's in case law. You look up Niebla Zambada and exactly what I said has come true. But as they lose more authority, because they have no integrity, they lose all their power because we have to give them power. So no federal special agent, except for maybe the marshals. But if you're DEA or FBI or CIA or DIA or whatever, everything operates off of human intelligence, human sources. Confidential human sources is what they call them now, CHSs. In my day, it was confidential informant. I ran lots of them in DEA. I ran lots of them in DIA. And so they have to. You have to have someone to cooperate with. There is less and less cooperation happening, and they're walling themselves off even more. Now, they're trying to make themselves survive because they are the modern Praetorians. The FBI domestically and the CIA and the intelligence community, OCONUS, outside continental United States, overseas, those are the Praetorians. They control everything that's happening. That's why we just saw a Ukrainian plane go from Texas to Mexico. It's the next level of fast and furious happening. But eventually, they're going to run out of people. Everything is going to collapse for them. And so that's the tightrope they walk is, can they survive the collapse if no one is willing to work for them? And they're finding that harder and harder to accomplish as they're losing more and more folks.
Yeah, more and more people from all walks of life, from all demographics, from all income levels are starting to realize the emperor wears no clothes. And it's so obvious how criminal these people are. I want to play a clip coming out of Australia here in just 1 second. But you mentioned insurance. I want to revisit that because I hadn't heard that. But I do know that if you think about BlackRock and the controllers of this world and all the corporations they own, of course, they're going to use insurance as a weapon. Case in point, Florida. I've said to my wife, they're going to make an example of Floridians. All the people that left the blue states and fled to Florida. Guess what? Now you have a hard time getting homeowners insurance in Florida. We just went down there and looked at two homes. Our insurance company, American Family, said they would not insure one of the homes before we even went. And the other home, they said they would insure, but not against wind damage. So if you get a hurricane and your house gets knocked off the map, well, sorry, no insurance for you, slave. So of course it would make sense. Revisit what you just said about insurance January 6th, because I think their goal, well, they've explicitly said by 2030, nobody will be flying around in passenger aircraft except for the ultra wealthy. You, slave, will live in a 15-minute city, so you won't be able to escape this country even if you want to, because there won't be any planes for you, serf.
Yeah, that's right. And by 2025, next year, you've got to have your little star. It's not a yellow star, but it's a white star on a yellow background on your driver's license to fly. And of course, the odds of making your destination are going down because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So that's all by design, so that everybody's in place and stays in place. But Airbnb came out and said, We're not going to be able to insure new reservations after June 6th because we were contacted by the major insurance companies who said the same thing, who obviously have been alerted to what is going to happen. So they said, if you are traveling before June 6th, so I said to everybody, start traveling on June 6th, don't travel on June 7th, which is Friday, start traveling on Thursday, then you'll be able to return. But after that, you may not be able to travel much. And they have given the excuse of weather. Now, we do know about all the geoengineering. Dane Wigginton's the guy on that. We've both had him on our shows with HARP and chemtrails. The other day I saw a couple of planes going, oh, look, there's contrails. And then all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, they were chemtrailing. So all of that is happening as well. But I think this is also a cover for more terrorism and more false flags in that I think we're going to see some major terrorist false flag events, probably in New York, because Ray keeps coming out and say, hey, we've got alerts that you know, Middle Eastern terrorists are coming in. After they've let them all in, of course they are in, and they're going to be then utilized. And so I think that is really the cover while they're talking about weather, and weather is bad, but I think that's really going to happen even more so.
You said Ray. Were you referring to Ray McGovern?
No, Chris Ray of the FBI. Okay. The FBI.
Oh, I see. I see.
He keeps coming out and saying, hey, I've never seen such a high alert. Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. What you've always heard from the intelligence community in the past is, we had no idea of October 7th. We had no idea of 9/11. Right. Well, the FBI in Phoenix was trying to, there was an agent there trying to investigate that guys were learning how to fly planes, and but not learning how to land them. He was told not to investigate them. Tony Schaefer, my peerage at DIA, had data mined Osama bin Laden. He was persecuted through DIA the way I was persecuted through DEA, because I showed that Fast and Furious guns were using being accused in exchange for drugs. So it's clear Ted Gunderson, the FBI agent who investigated all these things, said all the major events are designed by the governments. Not that bad guys aren't doing them, but that the governments are behind all of them, the deep states, which then make up the global cabal. And that is clearly what's happening. But what they have to do is they have to get new gullible folks. And so that's why they're focusing on the younger generation and why they're killing off the older generation. So you see over a million deaths admitted now by the CDC from the bioweapon, masked as a vaccine. So it could come under, not as a vaccine, but as an Emergency Prep Act, as a countermeasure, a medical countermeasure, which is how they got it out there. So kill off the World War II generation, kill off their kids, which my dad's World War II vet, I'm an Army vet, kill off that generation so that you can then much more brainwash and propagandize the younger generation. That's really where all this is at. Yeah. And I'm afraid the 20 to 40 somethings are pretty much lost. You know, I've been teaching martial arts and handgun and all kinds of stuff for a long time. The 20 to 40 somethings, I don't see much hope for. They're just kind of dumbed down, drugged up sheep. I'm still teaching a lot of kids, though. And so that's the way I think this will we will survive this. I'm teaching my kids to survive this. And if we look at the tribes are now in their seventh generation. And the whole thing with the tribes was to wipe them out. But in this seventh generation, they are returning to their ceremonies, returning to their languages, and they are still here. And we can learn from that greatly, as I did from my adopted Inde Apache grandfather, Philip Casador.
Well, that's so interesting. And when we think about the Indians, the Native Americans, I always like to think of that wonderful movie. A lot of people probably haven't seen it. The younger generation doesn't even know of this movie, but Dances with Wolves, directed and starring Kevin Costner. For me, it gave me great insight, right, to the other side of the story and how peaceful and living together in harmony the Native Americans were. And of course, the boogeyman comes in and wants to do the ethnic cleansing, which of course is now what we're seeing all over the world in so many places, not the least of which, in my opinion, is Ukraine and Palestine. But I want to show you this. This demonic Aussie witch doesn't want you to know the truth about a variety of different things. And I wrote, if the devil took the appearance of a human female, listen to this.
Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. I don't know, whatever Elon Musk is on, it says that that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour. And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed. And the sooner that we can bring rules in or do something about this sort of game playing with our social media, the better off we're going to be. But quite frankly, the power that that man has because of that platform that he's on, it's got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop.
Okay. And in case you guys are wondering what she's talking about, why is she so upset? It's because the stabbing of the Orthodox priest by a crazed, I don't know if it's a Muslim man or an immigrant, an illegal, I don't even know who the guy was, but he clearly wasn't a white person. And this is what she's upset about, is this wonderful Orthodox Christian priest was attacked and stabbed. And she doesn't want that video up on Twitter any more than Mike Johnson wants that Ukrainian flag waving video on Twitter. It's just more of the same, Jeffrey. And I have yet another clip to play for you in a second, but I wanted your thoughts on that as a man of God, as a man of faith. You know, God forbid we know the truth about the violence from the left and the violence from those who oppose Christians. God forbid the truth be told about the stabbing of that Orthodox priest.
But the real obsession, and I'm using it as a technical term of seduction of evil, from obsession, from oppression to obsession to infection to infestation to, in some cases, possession individually or even mass, like some of the Nazi rallies. What's happening there with that obsession with going after Russia, because they still have the Russian Orthodox Church. They still have a connection to God, and they can't stand that because beyond the corrupt politicians are the hyper-rich old families that are trying to achieve immortality by various child murders and child drinking of blood. And beyond those are all the Council of 300 and Council of 13 and, you know, all the different societies. And beyond that are the fallen principalities and powers. And at the top of that, in my enemy organization chart, is the adversary. Because it's been going on for so long, and it's so broad, and it's so well coordinated, it's beyond simply a mortal man's ability to do. But the Orthodox priest held up a cross, and he was saved by that. But at the same time, while I'll sometimes refer to Elon Musk as an ally, that is, the enemy of my enemy is my ally, not my friend. Elon Musk does some good things, and he does a lot of bad things too. All his ex-Twitter staff is deep state intelligence ex-personnel. And he still had a big contract with Dataminer, which gave real-time feeds to all of the government agencies to follow everybody. So while he's an ally at times, he's not necessarily a good guy, and she's certainly evil. And my terms, again, evil is intentional harm. Good is intentional help. God, the creator of us creatures in the creation, says, good is life and freedom, and bad is death and slavery. So I try to be very specific about what I'm saying, even though it's difficult to manage all those things. But Elon at times does good stuff, but ultimately I think he's probably controlled as well.
But they sure do hate Twitter, just like they hate TikTok. There's just too much truthiness getting out by those two platforms, and not enough gatekeeping. So the Aussies are pissed off about it. The Congress is pissed off about it with TikTok. And if you guys ever heard the stories of young people, whistleblowers, pedophile victims, describing their torture and the torment when they were young and being abused by sitting Congress people or senators, well, it's long been wondered who these people were specifically. A victim just came forward saying Bernie Sanders is the senator who participated in the forced rape of a young boy on tape 30 years ago. Alex Jones is right. It's a sick, evil club. You know, Jeff, no wonder they're not doing anything. $60 more billion for Ukraine, and our borders remain wide open, and 85,000 immigrant children have vanished into the human sex slave trade. No wonder, huh?
No, but the difference now is And of course, getting him on tape, that fits in with Epstein Island. And that's just the standard extortion in Epstein Island. It's Mossad, but it's everybody along with satanic ceremonies. We've talked about that before. But the big difference now is with the distribution, the wide distribution where everybody has these devices, the claymore can be turned on them, just as the sappers in Vietnam would come in and climb under the wire and turn the claymore on. So when they attacked and the defenders set off the claymores, they went off on them. And that's what your show is, my show is, all the Liberty Luminaries show is the truth is getting out there. I just saw Michael Young on Tucker, and I was talking to him, you know, because we're old friends. I actually introduced him to Mike Adams back in the day. And Michael has a lot of truth telling and a lot of genius because of his special forces time and because he goes on the ground. You know, one of the things he said was false flags aren't the exception, they're the norm, which is very true. But I think that's a really good example of, you know, he used to be guesting with me, and then he was with Jones, and now he's with Tucker. And slowly we see the seepage into the mainstream. And that's exactly what happened with how Christianity, early Christians, co-opted rather than conquered the Roman Empire. Now, they were co-opted as well, and you get the Roman Catholic Church. But the important thing is that there is co-option happening while they're trying to conquer us. And it's through the cell phones and the tablets and everything else. And they can't quite control that, because every time you squish down authentic indigenous resistance, it just pops up someplace else. And that's what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Patriots, maybe we're like dandelions. You know, you're always taught a dandelion is a weed. Guess what? Lots more to the story. No wonder God has them growing everywhere. It's a bounty of goodness.
They can only make money off of sick people, not healthy people. Heart medicine, dandelions, and Roundup. That sounds crazy, right? But you know what? They all fit together like a puzzle. You know why? Those little yellow dandelions that grow in your yard that they tell you to hate, they're terrible. They're actually the greatest thing on the earth for your heart. The enzymes and the electrolytes can literally cleanse and strengthen your heart valves and muscles more than anything else, and it's natural and free. The crazy thing is, the same company that owns the heart medicine, that is the highest sold heart medicine in the entire world, that makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year, is the same exact company that owns Roundup. Yeah.
Remember I told you that everything this demon creature, Pedro Joe Biden, does is meant to destroy our nation? And one example of that was jacking capital gains taxes to 44.6%. That's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just today's news. Jeffrey, take a look at yesterday's news, about which I wrote, red states or expatriation. If this treachery is allowed to continue soon, that's the only choice Americans will have left, aside from a revolution. But, you know, they want us engaged in a civil war. The new movie is out called Civil War. Yeah. Okay, the White House is now considering declaring a national climate emergency. Listen to this, Jeff.
The White House telling Fox Business it's now considering declaring a national climate emergency. But that's a climate crisis to you, Mark. The AP, which sets the standards for newsrooms across the country, they're urging Americans to use the term climate crisis to address the current situation. This is all troubling, but if the president declares a climate emergency, what impact does that have?
Well, I mean, this is the serious story of the today. NBC News has reported that if Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers under that emergency. And they also compared the emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose the Green New Deal on America without a single vote of Congress. This is truly this is a Halloween story, not a story for Earth Day. This is a truly frightening story. And he might just be desperate enough to do it. This is being widely reported in the media. The Biden White House is leaking this out. This might happen. And this is going to give Joe Biden these kind of, you want to say the word, dictatorial powers. He doesn't need no stinking democracy to impose the Green New Deal if he does this.
All right. I wrote red states or expatriation. Do you think I have that wrong? And how about just nullify? If they try to pull this crap, World Health Organization, treaties, Joe Biden, Green New Deal, climate emergency, any of this crap should just be nullified by the states with decent governors. What say you?
Well, I don't even know that there's that many decent governors. You know, Johnson comes from Louisiana, which is normally a pretty patriotic state. But I think it shows the desperation of the tyranny and that they're going to declare a weather emergency, which, by the way, fits in with the Airbnb and the insurance, because they were, and you were talking about that too, is they're saying, hey, we can't insure these natural disasters. But the and why aren't they doing setting up for disease X? Well, because nobody's going to buy into it. So will people buy into this? Will they go along with it? And I think the announcements being put out on Fox and everywhere else is to see the response. Will this work? And I don't think it will work. I think it will fail. And again, they're losing more and more control. So they have to use more and more force, but they're running out of troops because they're deploying, you know, our troops in Niger are stranded. We've got more strikes against our troops in Iraq and Syria, which why we're there is simply to bleed out our forces. The remaining troops that aren't trannied, I'm sorry to say, as an Army veteran. But I think this is a run up the flagpole to see if they can make this work, if they can make this fly. And the problem with constant crisis is eventually people just stop reacting to it. And you see this with combat veterans, as you see the new guys. When some artillery goes off nearby, the new guy hits the dirt and the old guy goes, oh, no, that's 2 miles away. It's not a big deal. And so that's what's happening here to folks, I think, is they're getting used to this and they're just not going to fall for this. But as things get worse and worse, resiliency builds and everybody helps each other. And this is the phenomenon that you see with conventional bombing. The only exception is nuclear bombing, but conventional bombing, all the geniuses always say, we'll bomb them into submission. Hitler was famous for doing this. What did it do? It created more resistance and people under hardship started working more together. And you get C.S. Lewis out of that and Chronicles of Narnia and all that as well. And so as they make conditions worse in America, people will hunker down. They'll stay in their areas. They'll start identifying with their neighbors and their neighborhoods and their states as well. And they won't worry about trying to fly with planes that are falling out of the air. And they just won't participate. And therefore, then governments at the state and county and city level will have to stop participating as well. And then the pressure will be on the governors as well to do that as well. So it's going to, the resistance builds from the bottom up. And it is building, and I don't think they can enact everything they want to do.
You know, before I hit record, I told you a little story about a friend of mine, and good guy. We don't have to get into it again. I don't want to rehash it, but he considers himself a conservative and politically leaning towards the right. He's definitely not a libtard. He's defended me, in fact, when I was attacked by the Washington Post. Anyway, this gentleman, I consider a friend, but he definitely can't be woken up. He can't be woken up to the truth about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. I want to play a clip about that in just 1 second. It's amazing to me that this thing is still on the market. It's a crime against humanity. But don't you find it funny, just given what we've just covered so far in this interview, that all of that would be news to that friend of mine who considers himself a conservative? Like, he can't wake up to any of this. And I guess at the end of the day, that's what, cognitive dissonance or normalcy bias or just mental retardation? I don't know.
No, it's normalcy bias, cognitive dissonance, but it's also the herd mentality is when he's talking to you, he wants to be a conservative. He's talking to somebody else who goes, oh, yeah, those conspiracy theorists. So that's what I talk about being hazy, crazy, lazy, or ready. Hazy is you're not sure what's going on. And as long as you're listening to conventional news, everything's going to be hazy because you're not going to get really a picture. Lazy is you're not interested to find out what's going on. You're not trying to research. And that could fit him, that he wants to stay in his category. Crazy is he keeps doing the same thing over and over and over. expecting a different result. If somebody is saying, like, why don't they put them in jail? Why don't they put the FBI in jail? Why don't they put the DOJ and AG and Peter Joe in jail? Well, because they're the jailers. So if you're locked in that loop, then you are crazy. Or are you ready? Are you ready to get outside of your box and see the world as is? And again, I think that goes back to discernment, understanding history, human nature, and scripture.
It's crazy. Crazy is the right word, by the way. It's crazy to think that some people still are too lazy to even attempt to learn the truth about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. I'll give you another example. My wife and I were just in Asheville, North Carolina, and, you know, there's a lot of brew pubs there. So we went to one and we sat down at a big, you know, lunch table with another couple who was having a beer. They were nice folks, very eager to chat. And, you know, pretty soon all talks these days turn to politics and you suss out pretty quickly where one stands. And these people stood with us on just about every issue. And then we got to the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. And I said, what are your guys' thoughts on that COVID vaccine? It's really not a vaccine. Oh, we each took it, they said. And I said, this is truly not any attack on your intellect whatsoever. Would you allow me, would you be offended if I shared some factual information with you about that thing? And they said, reluctantly, sure, okay. And then I told them everything I know in just a few paragraphs, and that all-cause mortality is up 30% in the countries where this thing rolled out. A 10% rise would be a 1 in 100 year event. I said, it's killing people with blood clots. It's killing people with, you know, a litany of different issues. We're going to play a video about that in just 1 second. And they basically shut down. They didn't want to talk after that, Jeff, because they took it and they believe in it and they don't want to hear anything that runs contrary to their quote unquote beliefs, because they believe in the vaccine, but that's not going to save them from the blood clots, Jeff.
No, so I talk about this all the time. And, you know, initially I thought it was the China virus, and then I did my homework and saw, oh no, it's the Fort Detrick DARPA BARDA ARTA, and it's democide. And I say this all the time, and this is the propaganda of the new Civil War movie coming out. It's not us against us. It's us against them. It's parents against pedos, and it's democide. And it's global democide. That is, democide is governments killing off their own people. That's what this is now. And if you bring that to somebody's attention, it's just too much for people to realize if they're not prepared, if they're not willing to take on the government, if they're not willing to stand up. They're like, oh, no, I just can't think of that. It can't be that all our government institutions, the NIH, the CDC, all the hospitals are actually trying to kill us. And ultimately, it's the DOD doing it, because these are my institutions. These are who I look up to and I depend on, except that you can't. You've got to depend on God and yourself, and you've got to call it for what it is. And it's democide.
Yeah, global democide. That might be the title of this video, because as we round out the conversation, I really want to play this for you in the audience. Death and Destruction, brought to you by Pfizer. This is stunning. And I quote, she says, I'll play it. I didn't know it was possible for a human to die so horrifically. Listen to this.
Massive. I didn't know it was possible for a human to die so horrifically and so quickly before they rolled out the mRNA injections. It was insane. I've never seen anything like that. The worst of them were the ones, they called it sepsis, but it was like instant multi-organ failure. Like within hours, patients would die of liver, lung, kidney, all at once failure, respiratory failure. It was like some of the records, the emergency crew that found them, it's like their body tried to reject everything. And some of these cases, like their family would be there 30 minutes before, and then within an hour, they're dead. And then there were patients coming in with seizures like I've never seen before. We couldn't control some of them. Days, patients would be seizing, and no medications would stop it. And eventually, they kind of had to be put down.
Jeff, what you're hearing there is somebody with a soul. somebody who still gives two shits about humanity. And she had to suffer through these crimes against humanity and watch them firsthand. And this product, this democidal product, is still on the market. And Albert Bourla walks free, having enriched himself for this grift. It's so much worse than grift. It is multiple felonies, mass murder, premeditated mass murder, Jeff. And if we don't stop this, look, evidently we're not going to stand up for children in the open borders. Okay, so trafficking children, that's A-okay with this government. So is a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, still being marketed on TV, radio, brought to you by Pfizer. You know what's brought to you by Pfizer? Death and destruction is brought to you by Pfizer, friends.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. And saying put down, you put down a dog or you put down a horse, you know. So the mass murder that has happened is almost too hard for most people to conceive. And if they aren't very experienced, like if they haven't been, like I have in the third world and seen, you know, death, seen destruction in combat, well, they just can't imagine it, or they don't really study history to see how it's been done over and over and over again. And it's not just the Nazis who have done it. The worst Holocaust is the Holocaust of the unborn, but the Holocaust against Indian tribes is plenty bad. But everybody will do it all the time if they are allowed to do it, unless we have national ethics, which used to be our national morals, which used to be our Judeo-Christic. And I say North American warrior tribal, not central, which Mayan, Aztecan rip out hearts, but never harm children. Everything is born of woman, along with the Christic two commandments and the 10 Mosaic commandments. If you have nothing, then you get what we've got today, where anything goes, pimping kids, killing kids, raping kids, anything goes. And people will do it. And people have, Americans live such a sheltered life. Their life is so good. And even now, they're still so rich and so well off that they just can't imagine what it can look like because they haven't traveled and they haven't seen the world and they don't study history. But they are going to learn the hard way. And the drugged up, dumbed down fat ones will be culled. As I say all the time, the herd will be culled. Don't be in the cull. And so that's going to be the culling process. There's the culling process, and then there's the crucibling process, the purifying process. And then beyond that is the crucifying process, which is to magnify 1,000 times. And that's where the tipping point will eventually change. But we're not there yet because everything is still too easy and too nice. Mm.
Well, as we round out the conversation, I like your viewpoint. You're a bit of a cup half full guy. I try to be, but I know I've shared a lot of bad news in this broadcast, but it's the stuff you can't get. You're not going to get the truth from CNN or MSNBC. So it's our job here to share the truth with the people about how dire our situation is. But there is a yin and a yang, right? For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So the more they try to be tyrannical, the more there is a resistance to tyranny. The more they try to put people to sleep and ban things like TikTok or Twitter, the more people turn to TikTok or Twitter. So I do agree with you there, but what is your outlook? I would say, and Alex Jones says this every day, the most important election in human history is now 193 days away. What is your forecast for that election? Either way, will we have an election? And if we do, what happens if they steal another one? Or what happens if patriots show up and they can't steal it? What's your outlook?
I follow Revelation scripture where we win in the end after terrible tragedy and a third of almost everything is wiped out. Will we have an election? Yes. Will it be fair? Certainly not. The Congress gave the FBI a new headquarters bigger than the Pentagon. They just passed FISA 702 with even worse. They're giving more money to Ukraine. They are all in. There's not going to be any revenge tour. It won't be allowed to happen. Everything will continue to collapse. Trump will win, but will he be allowed to win? Not unless he becomes controlled. And I don't think that will happen. But I think everything will continue to devolve and it will come down to a very local area. So if you're in a resiliency area of the Midwest where you've got food and water and good neighbors and guns and some local law enforcement with integrity, then you have a chance. The cities, the big cities are done. They're falling apart, and they won't make it. And eventually, the federal government won't have control over the center of the country. Although it won't be a civil war, it's not going to be us against us as it was before. It's going to be us against them. And that's the big difference.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're documenting history here, and it is a mournful thing to do, you know, to watch the fall of our republic and the traitors from within working every day to make things worse for Americans, literally. And it's waking people up in droves. I hope that we will take this thing back. I hope and pray. We need some divine intervention. And you being a man of faith, well, history, human nature, and scripture, I guess that explains where we're at right now. But you know, the truth is, in my view, as we part ways, the most evil people on earth are trying to bring about Armageddon. They're trying to bring about biblical prophecy. It doesn't have to go this way. It did not have to go this way. God gave us an Eden. There's plenty on this planet for everybody. If we could just get rid of the ruling class that is despotic, and they're kleptocrats, and they despise us, and they're greedy, and for the love of money is the root of all evil, and man, do they love money. That's all they love. They worship money, and I guess Lucifer. Jeff, I'll give you the final word.
No, that's exactly right, and that's how Revelation ends, is we win, and it is a new Eden, a new Jerusalem, but that's after the terrible death and destruction that they are clearly bringing about. They are clearly making it happen. No, I agree with you totally, that the republic has fallen, but freedom must be taken. We have to take it.
Well, I just want people to know you do a wonderful broadcast. How many times a week do you do it? How do people find it? Of course, jeffreyprather.com. I think you call it the Prather Point. How do people catch that show?
It's live at 1 p.m. Central Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it's 9 a.m. Central Time on Brighton TV on Fridays, jeffreyprather.com. Thanks for having me again, Sean.
Hey, it's a joy. I really appreciate you very much. All right, guys, our guest has been Major Jeffrey Prather. Until next time, Jeff, God bless you.
God bless.
All right, friends, thanks so much for tuning in. We really do appreciate you. And I'll remind you, every single day for free, you can get the antidote to corporate propaganda, you know, the likes of which CNN and MSNBC and the WAPO are happy to provide you, Bezos blog. You can get the antidote to all that crap at sgtreport.com. Thanks for tuning in, friends. Until next time, God bless.
Talking about online information warfare, everything we were just mentioning. Here's a couple of slides here showing teaching people how to discredit a target or how to discredit a company. You know, setting up honey traps, changing photos on social media network sites. For the company, it's like stopping their deals and ruining business relationships.
They're repeating history. What happens is every 100 years, the people start waking up, so they have to erase history with the mud floods and all this stuff. And it's happening now, and because the gig is up, and they're desperate.